that real good, feel good stuff. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily rolling on. We're getting some barks from the dog pound, Jeremy in Parma. Rah, what you got to say about the Browns looking to win their fourth straight this Sunday against the Lions of Detroit?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, Jeremy?
Not much. I want to talk about the front seven.
Yes.
Last game, I thought they held up pretty good with all the losses that we had. We had Quentin Groves, Sheard, Desmond Bryant went out. Now we're getting all those guys back. I noticed during like the second half of the game late, they started looking like a little winded, a little tired. They still stuck in there, and I'm thinking having all these guys fresh coming up, it's going to keep a rotation in there, and it's going to give Ray Horton more looks on the different roles, like putting Mingo in the pass rush, Sheard out on the side, containing the run. I think it's just going to look a lot more fresh, and I think that's going to help Joe Hayden and the secondary out a lot, having all those guys back.
Yeah, I think the difference is Sheard in so many ways, and Quentin Groves. Don't want to diminish his importance. By the way, he also will enhance special teams, which have already been good, but he's the captain of that group, the leader there, playmaker there. Sheard, as far as holding up at the point of attack against the run, something this team needs from that outside linebacker position. Obviously, it's not something you want to ask Barkevious Mingo to do over and over, and he was really kind of stepped out of his depth a little bit against Buffalo, against one of the top rushing teams in the league, and two dangerous rushers there with C.J. Spiller, Freddie Jackson, and they even made Tashard Choice look good for the second year in a row. So, but when I look at how this will change now, what Sheard means to it, and assuming he can play at something close to the level he was prior to the injury, that will be a major difference, and you make a great point. The secondary, Joe Hayden will be helped out. Buster Skrine will be helped out. And yet another thing that I'm looking at as a positive, Nathan, when I see the way Skrine has played now three games in a row, and I had a chance to talk with Tashawn Gibson yesterday, and he's really responding, and you could see a guy who is, he said, for him, it's all coming into focus. He's seeing things so much better. He's been such, he took what was looked to be the biggest liability of this defense and now has turned it into a strength.
Absolutely, and that's what's so exciting. I want to address the caller's point. They didn't have their full rotation, and it was a Thursday night game. Let's not forget that. That's another reason these guys get winded. That's a very, very quick turnaround. Now they have the 10 days to get ready. But, yeah, you look at this team, you look at the front, and you get Sheard back. Quentin Groves, who we've talked about, not only good on the defense but great on special teams. The back end of the secondary, Gibson's playing well, Skrine's playing well. And if Buster Skrine and Tayshawn Gibson can continue to play at this level with the way T.J. Ward's playing and obviously with the way that Joe Hayden is playing right now, all of a sudden, you're starting to nitpick to find problems with what the Browns are going to do defensively.
Yeah, I think
which is good.
Which is a good thing, yes. If you can zero it in and say, well, in situational football, they might have some issues. And I think some of those situations are when it comes to, because they haven't been challenged a ton with a lot of the screen game. I know Cincinnati has Giovanni Bernard. They didn't utilize him the way I kind of thought they would against the Browns. And they didn't even really, in too many cases, isolate that coverage with the linebackers the way I think the Lions are going to do. This will be kind of a new, right? This will be kind of a new chapter in the season for the Browns. But I do see the capability of them handling that. And I think the other thing is Matthew Stafford, and when he's on the road, and if you give him, you get some middle pressure on him, especially like it happens with a lot of quarterbacks, but especially with him, I think he unravels fast. I think you can make it a tough day on Stafford if you're able to disrupt him early. He's one of those guys that if he gets in an early groove, usually his whole game just comes together well. And he's playing better football. But I just think that's one of the big keys here. So how much can, and they don't have Billy Winn there, but how much can a Phil Taylor, and they've got Dez Bryant now for a full game, how much interior disruption can those guys cause before the outside linebackers get there?
And the other thing with Stafford is he is not afraid to throw off his back foot. He is not afraid to throw sidearm. He's not afraid to throw fall into the ground. He doesn't care. He believes in his arm, which means defenses, if you can get pressure on him, you will get him to throw in unorthodox positions. Now, he can do it very effectively, but he also will put some balls up and give you an opportunity to make plays as a defense. So if the Browns can get to him, and I think they can, they're going to be the opportunity to get some turnovers for this defense in this game.
He'll make the ill-advised throw, as they say.
He has some funky releases, but he's good at it. I mean, he is good at it. But he'll throw off his back foot 35 yards down the seam and not even think twice about it.
He does a Brett Favre imitation. He does the things that are mechanically unsound, but they make a play.
But so they can lead a turnover.
Paul,
let's go.
That's the thing. We'll see if we can get another pick six from T.J. Ward or perhaps Tashaun Gibson. I think it's Tashaun's turn to get into the pick six game from that second from that safety position. All right, we've got a conversation coming up in about 15 minutes or less with Paul Kruger sitting down with Jameer Howerton. You're going to hear from the Lions, Tim Twentyman from the Lions website. Lions.com does a great job of covering that team. He'll have a lot of thorough info, the latest on Calvin Johnson, etc., from that team. And then we're going to talk with Gerard Cherry. Our favorite segment of the day will be with us around 2:40 or so. Much more is ahead on a Football Thursday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.